This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about generosity. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Altruism and parental love seem to be connected, and parental love often extends beyond people's biological offspring to offer love, protection, guidance, a family to children in need. Sojourner Ahebe took a look at the importance of that altruistic family structure in the Black community.
As a Black American, I've always had a very fluid notion of family. Family in the Black tradition isn't always about who you're related to by blood. I have fond memories of neighbor kids I referred to as my play cousins and a slew of aunties and uncles who weren't my blood family, but who were grand fixtures in my life and had cared for the people I loved in one way or another. And for many Black Americans, this is just how we've done things for generations. Care, not blood, is the currency here.
So this notion of a play cousin, your kin, is really someone you love, someone who loves you, someone you know, no matter what, has your back and will absolutely 100% be there for you.
That's Nefertiti Austin. She's a writer who lives in Los Angeles, and she's researched and written a lot about parenting while Black and motherhood. When she was 9 years old, she experienced for herself a distinctly Black notion of family. In the late 70s, her maternal grandparents, Anne and Henry Hawthorne, adopted Nefertiti and her brother and would go on to raise them as their own. But this wasn't a formal adoption with all the usual bells and whistles. They did not use social workers, they did not file termination of parental rights papers, nor did they receive any financial help from the government for the care of their grandkids. Instead, like many Black families do, they opted into an informal arrangement with Nefertiti's biological parents and took their grandchildren on as their own.
They were our parents. And I think on the outside looking in, they were our parents. And within our family on both sides, they were our parents. And I don't know that a piece of paper was going to change who they were in relation to us.
In the 60s and 70s, Nefertiti's biological parents got involved in the Black Power movement. Activism consumed them, and by the time Nefertiti was born, she says her parents were not really ready to let go of their lifestyle and be parents. For years, they struggled with addiction, and Nefertiti says 1 year, her mom ended up in rehab.
This first stint in rehab, when I was, I think, 4, that meant my brother and I had we needed some place to go. And so my maternal grandparents stepped in, and that's how we started living with them initially.
Her grandparents brought a lot of stability to Nefertiti and her brother's life. They were old school Southerners, no nonsense. They ran a tight ship, but they did it with a lot of love. So naturally, Nefertiti kept a very busy schedule as a child. She took piano lessons, she played volleyball, she was on the debate team, and she says her grandfather was always there to support her.
I have so many memories of my grandfather. Like, I'd have practice and he'd wait and it was no big deal. He'd be like, well, I have my reading material. I have my dried apricots. I'm good. I'm just going to sit here and you go do what you need to do. But the other, I think the biggest thing was really the stability, because that's something that was missing between both of our parents. And I know unequivocally that had I been raised by my mother, my life would have been very different, because she didn't value education the way my grandparents did. And she didn't value just the consistency, just that one foot in front of the other to make it happen.
As a child, Nefertiti says she didn't know other Black families in her immediate community who had informally adopted a relative. It's not until she became an adult that she realized that this was a very common practice among Black Americans. And there were other examples of this in her own family. For example, her biological father's father.
I called him Pop, my grandfather Austin. His mom passed when he was an infant, so he was raised by his dad and his grandma.
So what could explain this particular kind of generosity? On average, Black Americans are informally adopted at higher rates compared to other racial groups. And Black grandparents specifically are more likely to be a primary caregiver of their grandchildren than the general population. And while many other groups have a tradition of taking care of relatives in need, sociologists and child care advocates say informal adoption is a distinctly African-American cultural phenomenon. It has roots that reach back as far as pre-colonial Africa.
I think that we attach maybe less value on who specifically is the mother as opposed to the child belonging to the community, and that it's the community's responsibility to take care of those children. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you gave birth or I gave birth, or if that's your cousin or my cousin, we are responsible for who is in front of us.
And as Nefertiti read more about this topic, she found that there is historical precedence for Black informal adoptions in the U.S.
Definitely having been enslaved, you know, descendants of enslaved people, and not having control over our family configurations, I think that Black people just double down on we must take care of whomever, because who we say we are as family is, it's fragile and someone can take it from us at any point. But even if someone takes you away, you always know that someone loves you, that you are cared about, and that you can go find that someplace else. We're less concerned about like how you got here. You're here now. So how can we support you? How can we help you?
Nefertiti says this age-old tradition of caring for relatives can make a huge difference in a person's life trajectory. Today, almost a quarter of children in foster care are Black, yet they make up only about 14% of the U.S. population. That means there's a disproportionately higher rate of Black children being removed from their biological families. And the experience of foster care for these children has been ripe with trauma and loss, leading to a host of mental and behavioral health issues. But the choice to adopt, whether informally or through an agency, can be a protective barrier against this.
And what it also does for children is it keeps them out of the foster care system, and it removes the stigma around children who are not raised by their biological parents.
Nefertiti says she didn't always want to be a mother, but in the early 2000s, she started to feel that itch, like there was something calling her to adopt. And she knew she wanted to adopt a Black child. On average, Black children in the foster care system are adopted at lower rates than children of other races.
I went the public foster care route because there weren't any children in my immediate family or extended family who needed a home. Because if they did, I definitely would have done that first. There's so many children right here in Los Angeles who need homes. So private adoption or an international adoption just didn't make a lot of sense for me.
So in 2006, she started the process, and her son was placed in her care the following year.
When I think of just how young Black men are treated and boys are treated, and it makes me feel good to know that I could be part of the solution.
And a few years later, she adopted a Black baby girl.
Having a daughter and thinking about all of the places she can go and the amazing trajectory that she can have. And it didn't have to be a first, because hopefully other people will have done things, you know, paved the way for her as well. But to give her that opportunity to shine as bright as possible. One of the biggest joys is that from time to time, they ask me, should we adopt when we grow up? And I think that's so cool that they feel that this experience has been positive and loving and supportive enough that perhaps they will pay it forward for another child.
Nefertiti says when she looks back on her call to adopt, in many ways, it feels like she's taking part in a cultural tradition that her family and her community have practiced for years. And her choice to adopt makes her feel all the more closer to them.
And so for me, this is my give back. This is my thank you to my grandparents. This is my give back to society. This is, I felt like my responsibility as a Black person, as a Black woman, to help someone else. And, you know, people help in the way that they help. And for me, adoption was how it showed up for me.
For The Pulse, I'm Sojourner Ahebe.